Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. I am here in Brussels tomorrow. Liverpool are going to be taking on Union Saint-Gilloise here at the Lotto Park Stadium, home of Royal Sporting Club Anderlecht. Let's have a little chat about what Liverpool are going to do. But first and foremost, let's go and get somewhere slightly undercover because it is really, really wet. Come with me. So, what's really interesting is we've previously gone to USG Stadium and it's a lot smaller than this. So we know Anderlecht, Liverpool played Anderlecht a couple of times before. We're also shooting a bit of a vlog while we're here because we're part of the TNT Sports Fan Exchange. So tomorrow I'm going to be meeting up with a diehard USG fan named Johan. That's literally all I know. And he's going to show me the sights and sounds and feeling of being a USG fan in Brussels. And then ultimately we're going to come here to the ground to watch Liverpool take on USG in the final Europa League group game as well. So yes, it promises to be very, very interesting, very different, and there is a vlog to follow. It's going on Mates TV. There'll be a match vlog, and then there'll be that vlog going on Saturday morning. Right, let's get undercover. But what I also need to tell you as part of this is that you can get all of the Europa League games, the Champions League games, and the Conference League games this season on TNT Sport and Discovery Plus as well. So if you want to keep up to date with the mighty Reds on the path to Dublin, and it's a clearer path because we found out last night that Sevilla finished bottom of their Champions League group, which means they cannot fall into the Europa League. So there's another little hurdle that's been swept away. One more in the group. It is USG. I'm going to talk about the potential starting 11 for Liverpool now. So I'm going to get the travelling squad up. I want to know from you guys in the comments underneath if you've seen the travelling squad, what do you make of it, and what your 11 would be, of course. So I'll run through all the players that are available. Goalkeepers, Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian and Peter Luger. The defenders are Virgil van Dijk, Jarel Kwanzaa, Ibu Konate, Joe Gomez, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Kostas Tsimikas, Connor Bradley, Luke Chambers and Callum Scanlon. Midfielders, Gravenberch, Szoboszlai, Jones, Endo, Elliott, McConnell, Hill. And the forwards are Mo Salah, Cody Gakpo, Darwin. Joe, are you still getting wet there? Stand up. Get on. It's fine. Salah, Gakpo, Diaz, Nunes, Doak, Gordon and Kumas. So, yes, we saw Kumas very briefly in pre-season. A couple of little, not a huge cameos, but, you know, quite neat and tidy. He's got quite a good reputation. Obviously, his dad played for Tranmere, Scouser as well. For people of my generation, we remember Jason Kumas pretty well. So it's an interesting selection where all the main lads are there. Now, to my naked eye, and please feel free to put me right in the comments if I'm wrong on this, it doesn't look like we've left anyone at home who isn't not knowingly injured. So Alexis McAllister shared an update and a quite gross picture of a needle being injected into his knee. Was that fluid being pulled out or something being pushed in? Either way, it was horrible. And as much as I'm all for footballers giving us updates on how they're doing, Alexis, I don't need to see basically medical examinations and procedures being performed upon you, mate. It's too far. I was a big ER fan, but I know that that's fiction. That's real life. It's gross. So, yes, the standout names there. We already know Conor Bradley, of course. He had a really good first couple of games in pre-season before being injured. Got his little first tentative steps back into the first team the other week. Chambers, we've seen Luke Chambers start at left back already, and we've seen Scanlon come off the bench for him. Hill, now I don't know too much about him. I feel like, is it Tommy? I feel like he might have been in the squad in around the time we played Aston Villa in the League Cup. Again, I'm not 100% on that. McConnell, good pre-season. He'll likely get a game at some point during the match, I think, in the DM for us. And then in attack, I would suspect Ben Doak. We all know Ben Doak. I think he's due. Look, he's just due the minutes. He just needs to continue his development. I don't think he's exploded onto the scene as a senior player quite as much as maybe we would have hoped this season. But he's put some really positive showings in, hasn't he? And Kate Gordon, look, this is a lad who was very much part of the first team makeup for us, is involved in us beating Arsenal in the League Cup semi-final, on the way to winning it against Chelsea as well. And then just had an 18-month blighted by injury. So this is now, I think, I'm right in saying he was on the bench in Toulouse. He was on the bench at Anfield the other week. I think this will be his third appearance as a sub at least, which is all positive steps in the right direction. Then Kumas, yeah, as I mentioned, good to see him. So the big question is, do you go super weak? Kids galore. So if you do a kids galore side for Liverpool, that's going to be Pitaluga in goal. I don't think it will be. So let's just say Kelleher in goal, because I think that's his competition. Kwanzaa, I think you still got to go one of Konate or Gomez at centre-half. So it'll be, let's say for the sake of argument, Kwanzaa, Konate, or Kwanzaa, Gomez. Kwanzaa, Gomez is the centre-halves. Chambers left back, Bradley right back. A midfield would be McConnell, Hill, Elliot, and then a forward line. I think you're going to pick one of Gakpo or Nunes up front, and then you've got, it's likely to be Ben Doak from the right hand side. I think that's pretty nailed on. Kumas would be an option from that side, even though I'm not necessarily overly convinced on that. I think the point I'm kind of making here, I don't think it's going to be a full-blown kid side. I think what we'll see is us go as strong as we've gone in this competition so far, maybe fractionally less. And if it all goes well, and even if it doesn't go that well, I think maybe half an hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes to go, you take off what's left of your senior footballers, or you rotate them. So, like, for an example, you've only really got senior centre-halves and Kwanzaa. So Gomez maybe plays 60 and Konate plays 30. Konate plays 60, Gomez plays 30. Maybe Van Dijk comes on for 10 minutes at the end or whatever, which would worry me because obviously he's so important to what we do. So I reckon it'll be Kelleher in goal, Chambers left back. I do think Bradley will start right back. I think it will be Kwanzaa, and I think it'll be Konate to start. I think Endo will start again. I think Jones and Elliot will play in the midfield. And then I think it will be, it's tricky, Diaz, Nunes, Doak up front. And then you've just got to rotate with what you've got. So I think McConnell will get action. If it goes okay, there's maybe a chance that you play Scanlon, left-hand side of the attack. And then you're rotating with some of the senior options. So Endo can come out and McConnell can come on later in the game. I think that sounds about right to me. Honestly, no idea. No idea. What do you think? Help me out. How far wrong am I? Let me know in the comments section, because that's a wild one to really predict. But I think nailed on. I think we're going to see four or five nailed on, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. Four, five or six even proper senior footballers, and then maybe a couple of additions. And the defence is the most interesting one, because without Matip, we do need to be careful with Konate and Gomez. So Gomez obviously did a lot of running at the weekend, about coming on at fullback. We're obviously being careful with Konate. So, yeah, I mean, Van Dijk, I mean, Saliba started for Arsenal in a dead rubber. Is there a thing where you just put Van Dijk in just to give it a little bit more solidity? I'm not comfortable with that, but maybe Jürgen would be. I don't know. Help me. Help me in the comments. As mentioned, I'm here in Brussels thanks to TNT Sports and the Fan Exchange. So, yes, I'm going tomorrow. We've got a huge itinerary. We're going to be seeing the sights. But, yeah, don't forget that if you want to see this game, it is live on TNT Sports and on Discovery Plus. You can watch it through that as well. So, yeah, click the link in the description underneath to sign up and make sure you get access to this game. And, of course, Liverpool's incredible pathway to the final of this competition, surely. But if not, of course, the Champions League games and the Conference League games on the way as well. Yes, I'm really excited. I can't wait to experience a new ground. We've seen USG's ground. Now we're going to see one of the other big Brussels clubs' home grounds in action tomorrow. If you enjoyed this and you think Liverpool can get through this game, even with the kids, drop a like on it. That'll be much appreciated. And yes, other than that, I'll see us all for more tomorrow. Hey, thank you so much for checking out the content today. If you want to get your name in and amongst these wonderful people, then head to redmenplus.com. Join as a legend tier subscriber. You're going to get free merchandise codes. You're going to get in our Discord and you're going to get your name at the end of YouTube videos. Yes, redmenplus.com, legend tier status.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.